The rescue mission was launched from a U.S. airbase in Djibouti around 1 a.m. local time. Some 40 members of the elite SEAL Team 6 landed about 6 miles away from the Al-Qaeda hideout to avoid being detected by the aircraft noise. The team made its way on foot to within 100 yards of the objective when, a U.S. counterterror source tells ABC News, one of the Al-Qaeda guards who had gone outside to relieve himself spotted the team. What ensued was a fierce 10-minute gun battle in which most but not all Al-Qaeda guards were killed, with none of the U.S. forces injured. But U.S. officials say one of the attackers was seen racing inside the building and is believed to have shot both Summers and a second hostage. One of them died from his wounds being flown out to a U.S. Navy ship. The other died in the ship's medical facility.